And do I take questions from you every time you come to the briefing room?
Yes, but I'm asking about
the president. Has the president taken questions from you since you came in, since you he came into office?
Unfortunately.
Yes or no?
That is President Biden's one-time press secretary. But today, Jen Psaki does this.
And to the extent that the quality of a campaign still matters, Harris is simply closing out this one much stronger than Donald Trump.
Yep, that's Jen Psaki, now reporting the news on MSNBC. And she's, by the way, and this is important, nowhere near the only person in U.S. media who has gone from working for the government and literally pushing the agenda of the government to suddenly showing up the next day working as a television journalist. You know, the people who are supposed to challenge the government's agenda. I'm Rick Sanchez, and this is Journalistically Speaking, or J-Speak for short.
Well, it's clear that Mr. Aldrich is not telling the truth. The book is a fabrication. It couldn't pass the fact checkers at the National Enquirer, much less the New York Times or any reputable organization.
That is George Stephanopoulos, back when he was also in government. First, he was an advisor to the Democratic Party. And then he becomes the spokesperson for the President of the United States, for Bill Clinton, as well as the president's advisor for policy and strategy. Good gig, right? So what happens when Mr. Clinton's tenure ends?
Are you the same man today that you were when you took office 3.5 years ago?
In terms of successes, yes.
That is George Stephanopoulos, a news anchor now, with no apparent or real journalism training or previous credentials. Mr. Stephanopoulos steps right into the role as one of America's top news anchors. Still is. By the way, you don't have to actually work in government like Mr. Stephanopoulos did to get a job as an untrained, key word, untrained journalist. You can actually also get there by just being related to somebody who's in the government. For example, here's NBC News correspondent and Today Show host, Jenna Bush.
You know, I think it's so interesting because we become a country that is so divided about politics that sometimes it's hard to think like, oh my gosh, he's a human.
Most journalists, the ones who got a journalism education, for example, like I did, University of Minnesota, yay, go Gophers. They work their way up through the business and they cover stories and they challenge people like, well, Jenna Bush's father. These people would covet that job that Jenna Bush got. They would have seen that as the gig, the job of a lifetime. Now, what are Jenna Bush's qualifications for that job? Her father. That's it. Why is this important, by the way? Why am I saying this? Is it because I don't like Jenna Bush? Of course not. Or because we think Stephanopoulos and Psaki are bad people? No, they're not. They're just people. People who were chosen for some reason, chosen, and got offered these cushy jobs where they make a ton of money compared to most Americans. And why does this matter? I'll tell you why it matters. And this is important. You see, in a properly functioning democracy, journalists and government officials, they're supposed to challenge each other. They're supposed to check each other. In fact, you know what works best, I've learned as a journalist for the last 30, 40 years? It kind of almost works best if you don't even like each other. A little bit. You know, you don't have to hate it, just a little bit, to kind of like not like each other. You know, it's like an adversarial relationship. And here's the deal. When the government and the people who report on the government become the same people, we're definitely headed in the wrong direction. And that's exactly what is happening today. This really, really cozy revolving door between journalism and government. Not a good thing. So I mentioned to you Jenna Bush and George Stephanopoulos, right? And Jen Psaki. But there's also Nicole Wallace. She has a news show on MSNBC. Her training? Qualifications? She was the White House Communications Director for President George W. Bush. Lawrence O'Donnell. He also has a show on MSNBC. Also, not a journalist. His background comes from the government as well, where he was an aide to a U.S. senator, a very good one, Daniel Patrick Moynihan. He also worked, apparently, as a director for the Senate Finance Committee. Then there's Dana Perino. She's an anchor over at the Fox News Network. Before that, she was an assistant, too, and spokesperson for President George W. Bush. Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, as well as for President Donald Trump. Laura Ingraham, she was a speechwriter for the Ronald Reagan administration. Over at CNN right now, there's a lady named Laura Coates. She has her own show there. Her background, she was a prosecutor who was a trial attorney at the Department of Justice during the Obama and the Bush administrations. So there you go. Look, these names, this list that I'm coming up with here, by no means is it limited to these aforementioned individuals who I've been telling you about. I could go on for quite some time in this list because there's now so many other networks and so many more people, and they're adding to it, it seems, every day. So now let's ask ourselves this. Is this that I just told you about one of the many reasons most Americans no longer trust the news? How about if we go even further and I ask this question? Is it possible that we can even ask this, whether in large measure this is why so many Americans voted for Donald Trump as their next president? Think about that. By the way, there's one other thing. Many of these same former government spokespersons or individuals who worked in government and are now bringing you the news, they often spend time on their own shows, on the air, criticizing countries around the world for not having a true free press like they supposedly do. In fact, they often scowl at those foreign reporters for being mouthpieces for their governments. They even call them state media or state TV in some of their reports, which really begs the question, doesn't it? What can possibly be more state media or state TV than having a government spokesperson telling us the news? I call this J-Speak. Subscribe if you want to see more of it. And I'll see you next time. I'm Rick Sanchez.